Good afternoon and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. Conditioned mind will never have a reason for giving thanks. This is one of the primary reasons for dropping conditioned mind. Gratitude is our experience when we turn attention to the heart, and attending to the heart can only happen in the present. Today, wherever you find yourself, stop several times, look around, and note what you're thankful for, not in the abstract, but in presence. Record and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Makes for an exciting day.
Makes for an exciting day. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller?
Oh, my goodness. I'm on.
Yes, you are.
Good morning. This is Mary Ann from Vancouver calling.
Well, hello, Mary Ann.
Hey, hey.
Well, all I can say is I am very grateful for just about everything in my life. Well, no, maybe everything.
Yeah, forget the maybe, huh?
Forget the maybe. I'm just grateful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I can't even I can't remember what my project was yesterday.
Well, let me ask you this: Did you were you able to stop a few times and notice what you were thankful, what you wanted to give thanks for in the?
Yes, I worshipped at so many rhodo bushes yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The rhodos outside my door were are just going crazy, beautiful blooms and. You know, they're just so magnificent. It's just hard to not stop and worship.
yeah, I know what you mean. What's a person to do in the face of that kind of beauty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess that. Partly the Project Joy, because just having this morning check-in is so centering and sets me up for the day. And partly because of spring and the beauty is just in my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could recognize when ego has us, if in the face of spring, we're not noticing the beauty and feeling grateful for the beauty and for our senses and everything that's going on around us. That can be a big clue that the voices have snatched us, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the voices are snatching less.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
Attribute it to your teachings and the participation of the Sangha and the opportunities to practice. And, you know, I feel like I have so many blessings.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have practice and we have this wonderful group of people who practice together. And then beyond that, one of the things I've probably talked about it on this, but that just fascinates me, is with the quotes that we use everywhere, with our daily peace quotes as well as in this particular project, they are from all kinds of people, all times and cultures, and from around the world. For as long as there have been people, people have been having this same experience that we have in this practice, in this Sangha. And so we can sense how big this really is, how much more pervasive is awareness of awareness than is ignorance of awareness, even though ignorance seems to prevail much of the time.
Yes. It also gives a sense of the continuity of human awareness.
Yes, exactly so. Yep. And there are those little rhododendrons reminding you, bringing you right back into this present moment where this kind of awareness and clarity and wisdom and kindness and compassion and gentleness and gratitude has always existed for as long as there have been human beings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So a joyful morning. And thank you to Ashwini and all the people who make this program possible, and for your wisdom, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne.
Have a good morning. Or day.
Yes.
Thank you, Marianne.
Gosho.
Gosho. Yes, it's just the continuity of the search, right, Sherry? The continuity of the search for the open heart and gratitude. Wow. Mm-hmm. To be part of that tradition is truly a mighty purpose, going back to what Jeff was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's our next caller.
Bring more of that into the world. That's the mighty purpose that so many, many people share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Next person.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Isata.
Oh, hello there. Yes, we got a little tiny bit of an echo, but not bad.
Ooh, let me try to take the loudspeaker on 1 second. Let's see if it makes a difference. Oh.
Are you there? We didn't lose you, did we? Ashwini?
We shouldn't have.
Isota?
I'm back. Can you hear?
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. What are you seeing?
Okay. Sorry. So, let me... I'm seeing... you know, for yesterday, the thankful thing, and also the day before, the happiness thing, I had fallen in a bamboozle, and I just got out of it today. But still, I need some guidance or nudging, because the story is this. I have been experimenting with waking up much earlier to do more things in my house, because I became obsessed with the fact that I want to be doing more stuff, more manual stuff, to be ready to come as a visiting monk in 1 year. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm chuckling because many people who have not been part of this do not realize that you grew up not being required to do chores. And so coming to the monastery as a visiting monk and participating in the kinds of things that we do to maintain the monastery, that was kind of a new world for you. And so now that you're back home, you want to carry that into your life so that you're that much more prepared when you come back next year. If you are asked to sweep, you're going to be a seasoned sweeper.
Exactly. Because I just came for a week now for the your practice retreat, which is the training for the visiting monk. And I it was fantastic, but everything was so hard because I wasn't used to it. So anyway, the bamboozle that I think I fell from, so since I work so much, because from 9 a.m. to 7, I work, you know. And then after that, I'm exhausted and I want to relax. I do other stuff. So I started waking up at 6, so I could do stuff like wash things or deeply clean some stuff, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Take care of your
house. I've been, exactly. The thing is that I've been so exhausted because I'm not used to it, I guess, I don't know, that, for example, yesterday I was feeling thankful in my mind, rationally. Also, yesterday was the anniversary of the foundation of our company, the company that I founded a year ago, and we were celebrating, and we've been living from this company for a year, and now we are hiring people. So it was a super thankful day. But I couldn't really feel the thankfulness because I was so sleepy all day. I even started crying in the shower because I was so sleepy, you know. So today I just slept until I woke up without alarm clock, and I woke up at 8, and I love the world again. But of course I won't have time to do anything apart from working. So I need some guidance about how to handle this.
Well, I think you got there on your own, Isota, and that is you just need to train up with everything. You know, if you're gonna run a race and it's farther than you've ever run before, then you need to train up for it. And as you're getting used to it, you're going to be more tired than usual. So that's true. You know, with meditation, I always encourage people when you're learning to sit to practice sitting when you're drinking tea or talking on the phone or at your computer or whatever it is, so that you train up, so that your body gets used to doing that. So I think you got there on your own. It's just practicing and going at it slowly so that we're kind to the person and the person doesn't feel punished by becoming stronger.
Aha. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to train like that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So instead of getting up at 6, right. Instead of getting up, you know, you get up at the time that you can work from 9 in the morning till 7 in the evening and not be exhausted. Well, then get up a minute earlier than that.
And go like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kindness, compassion leads to gratitude.
You're right. And now that you mention meditation, you know, for the first year of practicing, I just meditated 5 or 10 minutes every day.
Yes.
And I had a recording that was, we are never going to set standard about how much to meditate, and meditating is never going to be an obligation. And I had the recordings, a commitment recording saying that. And now I meditate 20 minutes, and it's okay. So I can use that spirit. Uh-huh.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right. And when you come on retreat, you meditate for 30 minutes and you're fine. Right?
Yeah.
So that's
easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've got it.
Okay. That's my plan. Yeah. I'll report to me.
All right. Thanks, Isota.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. You know, Sherry, it's just that place. We were looking at it at the workshop this morning, right? How much we even have to practice gratitude or compassion or love, all of those processes of awareness that we naturally are, we still have to practice them because by default, we're conditioned not to access or receive any of those things. And it surprises us that they require practice because that projects its attention that we're learning to bring to a particular process. And that's really what we're learning.
Yes.
To train the attention. To gratitude.
Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Or training to gratitude, or to love, or to kindness, or to doing things in a different way. Right?
Yes.
And that
move
is not yet set.
Yeah. What I saw when you were saying that is that as little children, and so much of this came about when we were little children, we confused being how we are naturally with being bad. Okay, so I don't know as a little kid to chew with my mouth closed or not to talk while I'm chewing or that sort of thing. That's a social convention, right? It doesn't have anything to do with being a good or a bad person. But as a child, that we didn't get that. So the message we got was, if we're left to ourselves, we're going to be bad and unacceptable. And now we're really training ourselves to realize, no, when we're left to ourselves, which means when those voices of ego are not hammering at us, what we are is these qualities that we think we have to seek. We're actually kind and grateful and generous and loving. That's what we are naturally.
Yes. Well, let me attempt to get this next caller live, Sherry, once again.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Ellie in San Diego.
Hello, Ellie.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. On retreat, having a good time.
Oh,
loving life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loving life, yes. Yes, I am loving life. And the exercise for yesterday of stopping to give thanks was just really lovely. And then I came across this reading. I was looking at something by a psychologist that was talking about how when we put our focus on gratitude, that's not how he put it, but that's how I translated it, that it insulates us. And I'm starting to really, like, that if we, when I put my focus on gratitude, that it, like, gives me this kind of barrier against the self-hate or protect, like, it helps.
It inoculates you, huh?
Yes.
Because it's what our, without something like that, our default position is self-hate or conditioned mind, which, you know, people will often think, well, I don't have self-hate. And yeah, it's just a subtle form that people are really used to. If you're not present, then you're in suffering, whether it feels like it or not in the moment. So when we train ourselves to focus on gratitude, presence, then that's the experience that we go to automatically.
Yeah, and just noticing that that's becoming an easier default, like celebrating things and like stuff that was really hard and is it's just gotten easier to notice when things are working.
Yes.
It's way more fun.
Yes. It's way more fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's not Pollyanna, right? It's actually what is so. We have to leave fun, the joy, the pleasure, the beauty of life, in order to go into those dark places in conditioned mind. It also has the merit of being real.
Well, and it feels like my heart is more open. Like I'm, my friend, it's so heartbreaking. She lost her baby. And that happened just a couple days ago, and I found out yesterday. And and I was surprised at how deeply sorrowful I was for her. But it wasn't, I don't know, it was just like being able to be present with that and let those feelings pass through and then come back to the presence of everything else that's here.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's funny. Yeah, actually, Ellie, that you said that because that is exactly where we are in this retreat currently, is that
to be able to feel everything we feel as an authentic feeling rather than having it turned over to a story and conditioned mind that, you know, where ego would want to take that is she lost her baby and it's all about me.
Unless it come up.
Yeah, well, old habits are hard to break. Right? We get pulled back in once in a while, but we know the difference, right?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that was happening. I was like, okay, let's
not
come
do
back
that.
To here, yeah. And mm-hmm. just that path, that groove has started to get worn in where it's much easier to let go of those running horses or settle mm-hmm. down the horses.
So
yeah, practice is working.
Practice works. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting us know.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Ellie.
Bye.
Thanks, Ellie. Well, let's hear from someone else about how practice is working, Sherry. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Janice from the North Shore of Vancouver, and practice is working.
Very good. Say a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh, there's so much to say about it. Even like this morning, there's a lot going on right now because, as you know, I was considering whether we would sell our house and huge amount of stuff to let go of, to get it ready, to put it on the market, to have open houses. And we've accepted an offer. And so it's all, I mean, it's just like, wow, I have so much gratitude that I have the energy to do it, the willingness to do it, and it's unbelievable because this is like, pretty major, and there's even with all the excitement and energy, this morning I woke up at 4:30 and I was thinking, I'm not anxious. This is just extra energy. Maybe I should just go out in the garden. But I just took time to stay and sit and be, and it dropped in, I'm going to write a gratitude email to somebody. I just thought there wasn't anything wrong with the energy and I didn't have to run out and expel it.
Yeah, dissipate it. Right.
Yeah, and I just watched it all move through, and I thought, it's pretty normal that I wouldn't be sleeping quite as much because there's been a lot, and
exciting.
And it's so exciting, and just to stop and think, how many times I'm grateful for, what I've had to thank this place for what it's done. Walk around the garden and thank every single little plant and all the birds, the robins that are nesting there right now. It's just like totally amazing. Living in gratitude is a wonderful purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it really is. Yeah. And what a gift. What a gift. What a gift for you. What a gift for everyone and everything. Just to have that energy to receive it and let it flow back again. There is just not a problem with simply enjoying life, is there? We can do that. You just sit down and have all that wonderful energy of gratitude and just enjoy it.
Yes. And I bumped into somebody the other day who was, saw me walking across the street and said, oh, I'm shocked I saw that sign. She had her car window down. She says, I'm coming over. And she came over after work, and she used to caretake a 98-year-old woman across the street. And together we walked through the garden, and I would say, and this was Glad's. Do you remember this? And here's, we're sitting on the this table made out of the trees they cut down, and this is her husband's workbench. And we just sat, and we had so much gratitude for this sweet, sweet soul that just seems to be still living in my garden.
Uh-huh.
It was
certainly in your heart.
Yeah, it was so spontaneous, and it was joyful.
So not holding
on, and then the person's gone, but they're still, they're here, they're in me and her, and whatever's going to happen here, I know that, you know, it's not likely that it's going to stay anything like it looks right at this moment, and it doesn't matter. I cultivated it for me, and I can let all that go.
Yeah, there's no loss, is there? When we recognize the possibility of living in gratitude, there is no loss. Each moment is complete.
No loss. No. Mm-hmm. No, it's like kind of a giant recycling that happens or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the energy. Mm-hmm. I guess it even expands, you know? Would you say?
Yeah.
Just keeps, it just, like, there's a lot of happiness and exuberance by not holding on and letting go and sharing.
Yeah. Well, scientists tell us that the universe is expanding. It's constantly expanding. And maybe that's why. It's expanding, the increased energy of exuberance and gratitude. Why not?
Why not? So, I'm going to see you soon to celebrate summer in the season.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Good. We have a lovely garden for you to play in down here. So.
Oh, great.
Hurry on down.
Yep, can't wait
All
to
right.
get dirty.
All right. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, everybody, and treasure yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, I'm going to try to get someone else on. We have a couple more.
Oh, really?
So
here we go. You are just crazy today. Yeah.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Pasha. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Pasha.
Hi, Srini. Hi. I'm just participating and being on a call and also recording the assignments. I find is a key for me to not to forget about them and go about my day.
Yes, I love that too, Pasha. So to record the assignment, and then it's right up there toward the front, isn't it? Whatever system a person uses, it's right up there toward the front. And then it doesn't take very long to listen to it throughout the
yes.
day. I mean, it's a matter
yes.
of a minute or two. And
yes.
then there you are again. You're in the mind and heart of meditation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are in May, and it took me, for a while to get, like, how is it, I'm forgetting about assignments. And then I get this email reminders, and there's different Pasha receives them. So now I see how it kind of carries me through. And another thing that I start doing is I sit down in meditation posture for the call, and kind of be in the mind of meditation while I'm listening and not doing anything else and not getting distracted and kind of,
Oh, that's lovely. That is very nice. Yeah, so there's no temptation to leave, to do, to multitask, right? And it really then, everything in you is receiving a signal that this is meditation. I'm meditating now. I really want to be here and present for this.
Yes. And yeah. it becomes great such tip. A big part of my day, and it's almost now I have a sense that the previous call connects with the next call, and this call kind of goes through the day to the next call, and there's something happening when they are connecting, that there is no doing something else and then coming back. They are carrying me through the what?
Yeah. Seamless. It
yes.
sounds like it's
yes.
there's a quality of seamlessness to it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And because even though it's different quotes, it's different assignments, it's different, but it's all from the same place, isn't it? It brings us to the same place. It comes from the same place, and there's that continuity.
Yes. And I find that making a recording, like a recording of a gratitude, which conditioned mind quickly goes into, like I've done that before, is fresh and new. So even this continuity is kind of the same thing that I've done before, but it's a fresh, it's new, and it's here. And
yes.
It finds, it's a practice meets life, which always changing.
Yes, well, and what I saw with that, Pasha, is the subtlety, because there is that continuity, there is that sameness, but it's not the same, because
yes.
you're becoming subtler. You're going deeper. Instead of a horizontal approach to practice, you're taking a vertical approach. You're going deeper with each day, each assignment.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And I can feel almost doing this for a few days kind of straight. I feel it's under my skin. There is a change of quality in life. There is energy. There is that. I'm not sure if English word is exuberance. Something is like vibrating under my skin. That is like alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's alive. Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Pasha.
So much.
Yeah, right. Yeah, show.
Thank you, Pasha. And what a great show, Sherry. And here's our assignment for the day.
All right.
Give what you have to someone, it may be better than you dare to think. We have no idea how anything we say or do might be received by anyone else. If we look to conditioned mind's projections onto others, self-consciousness will paralyze us. If we simply act, give as life guides us, as the moment unfolds, we have given the best we have. Today, when life guides you to do so, give something, anything, with all your heart. Record and listen.
All right. Now today's Friday. And then we'll have Saturday and Sunday. We'll get our assignments. And good Lord willing, we'll be back to look at it on Monday.
And we have all that time to go happy and treasure ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye.